Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
And we're joined in studio by our DW SciTech colleague, Sophia Wagner. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello.
And you're in here today because there is another virus that's making headlines in Germany. It's scaring people a little bit, and we're going to get into what that virus is. And it all starts with a dead wild boar in a German forest. What was going on there?
Yeah, exactly. Last week, there was the first case of African swine fever virus diagnosed in Germany. It's a virus that affects wild boar and most other pigs as well. And it is a very deadly virus to pigs. Like, it kills 90 to 95% of the pigs who have been infected by it.
With the current coronavirus pandemic ripping around the world, everyone's scared. You know, will this affect me? Can it affect humans? Can it make the jump to humans?
No, humans are not infected. Like, they can eat meat that has the virus in it. They will not get the virus. They cannot get sick from the virus.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So humans are safe, but humans can work kind of as vectors to like spread the disease and get more wild boars and like domestic pigs infected. So humans are a bit like mosquitoes in the case of malaria.
I've never heard us compared to mosquitoes, but I kind of like it.
So this is affecting wild boars in Germany. What's the effect on regular pigs as we think of them that are, you know, used to produce pork for people to eat?
Yeah, like the regular domestic pigs, they are like basically the same species as the wild boar. So, and they even a little bit more susceptible to the virus. So it kills almost 100%.
Okay, wow. So basically, if a pig or a wild boar gets the African swine fever, they're toast. They're gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what are people doing in Germany to try and stop this from getting to the domestic pig population?
So the first time you find the virus, so now that we have this like wild boar who is affected, Germany is not free of the like virus anymore, which means that, for example, some states in Asia have banned pork imports from Germany.
Already?
Yeah. It's
sort,
pretty
sort
fast.
Sort of preventatively. So a wild boar dies in a German forest, is tested positively for the African swine fever, and all pork products are instantly overnight banned by various Asian countries?
Yes. Germany. Everyone is really scared to import that virus because the problem is, so the wild boar that was found in Germany last week, it was already dead for a longer time. It was like a carcass already, so it probably had been lying there for a few weeks. And the way the virus is spread is like, it's best spread by blood, like fresh blood, direct contact. Well, actually, it's a bit of a like tricky thing. They don't really know how it is spread in the environment, but like the theory is that wild boar can infect themselves by having contact with a carcass or the ground around the carcass. And actually, the virus stays alive in the carcass and in the ground around it for like weeks or months.
Oh, really? So the area around it's contaminated basically, and these other wild boars, they come sniff around, stick their snouts, their tusks into it, and they get infected.
Yeah, so that's one way. But also they can get infected while the infected boar is still alive just by like contact because they live in groups, right? So if they have close contact, the virus is also in like spit and in feces. But actually the viral load in those like bodily fluids is kind of low. And even though it is like a super deadly virus, it isn't that easy for a pig to get the virus if it's not sick already with something else. Like, a healthy pig usually needs a pretty high exposure. So it isn't that easy for a pig to contract the virus, which is why the virus can stay in a population for a really long time. Because on the one hand, you have those carcasses that stay infectious for a long time. And on the other hand, you always have a susceptible part of the population who haven't had the virus yet. So it's really hard to get it out of an ecosystem once you have it, which is also why the Baltic states and Poland, where the African swine fever virus was brought into in 2014, I think, they still struggled with it. They still couldn't get rid of the virus in their wild boar populations.
And one thing to mention just to our listeners out there who aren't in Germany, wild boars are everywhere. I was out with my kids one day and suddenly a wild boar came toward us and I picked my kids up and ran away. There are a lot of them. So it's not unrealistic to assume that this will just keep slowly hopping from wild boar group to wild boar group. It's here, basically.
The best thing to do now, and kind of the only thing we can do is to fence off the area around the wild boar, around the carcass that was found, that was diagnosed, search it for other carcasses, take all of them out of the ecosystem because they are like constant spreaders of the disease. And then also in that area, which is, I think, at least 15 square kilometers, they try and also shoot all wild boar who are still in there to kind of prevent the virus from spreading, prevent any boar to get out of that circle. And that's really all they can do because there's no like vaccination against that virus yet. Yeah.
Real quick though, is there, I know that Germany's vintners, the wine growers, they suffer under the wild boar population. Their grapes get eaten. They don't like it. And there have been some disputes whether they should pull out the old rifle, oil it up and shoot these things, or whether they should build fences. And their argument has always been that fences are expensive and ineffective. Is there any evidence to suggest that by dropping, I don't know, 60 kilometers of fence around an area that you could actually stop this thing?
Well, for the longest times, fences have been considered to not be very effective to stop wild boars from like crossing into another territory because boars and pigs in general are pretty smart. You know, they can jump over fences. But previous outbreaks of African swine fever in like the Czech Republic and in Belgium have actually shown that if you have an outbreak and there's like a smaller area that you can fence off, it helps to at least slow the spread. And the thinking is if you have a wild boar who is already sick, it might, you know, it might not jump as high as a like healthy boar. It might not take the trouble to dig under a fence.
Gotcha.
Because those pigs, they're really sick. It's like a super heavy flu.
I mean, when I have the flu or a fever, I don't do any jumping or digging.
Yeah.
You lay down.
So these wild boars were coming in from Poland, you said, but why is this called African swine fever?
So African swine fever virus is endemic to sub-Saharan Africa, and it was in the warthog population, and it's circulating in there. Like, you usually get it if you're like a small piglet, you will contract it. But the warthogs, they actually have an immunity. So they get the virus, but they do not develop symptoms. So it hasn't really been a problem for the longest time. The colonization of Africa started. And when the Brits, they went to what is now known as Kenya, and the farmers brought their domestic pig herds. And that was the ideal like breeding place for the virus because the domestic pigs, they did not have this immunity that the warthogs have, and they live in like really close proximity. So it was diagnosed first in 1910 and then described first in 1921. And since then, it's basically African swine fever. Also, to distinguish it from the classical or European swine fever, which has like almost identical symptoms. So you cannot tell it apart just by looking at the pig. Also, the European swine fever, it is a completely different virus. And we actually do have a vaccine, but not for the African swine fever.
Is anyone working on developing one? And if so, would that be implementable? I mean, it's one thing to try to get human beings to shuffle into a doctor's office and get pricked in the arm.
Or to vaccinate your domestic livestock.
That's true. That'd be a simpler task. But is there anything in the works?
A lot of places are looking into vaccinations against African swine fever, but there's nothing that you can use now, at least not in the European Union. The Chinese are pretty far ahead with the development of a vaccine to vaccinate domestic pigs, but because of how they produce it, it would not be allowed to be used in the European Union because we have other standards for how vaccinations need to be produced. Plus, it would definitely not be allowed to be used on wild boar who live in the wild and where you would have to find a way to administer the vaccine in the wild.
I guess that's my question. Is there any precedent for that?
So
you can't, these things are fast and they're hard to spot. Sometimes they leave muddy tracks. You can sort of track them down that way, but how would you even go about that?
Well, you can vaccinate wild animals. For example, that's how they did it with rabies and foxes in Germany, by putting the vaccine into something that they like to eat.
It'd be an oral
vaccine.
Yeah,
so it's like a little bait that they like to eat and the vaccine is in there. So you could do that with wild boar, I guess. That would be the way how you would try and vaccinate wild animals. But to put out a genetically engineered virus, which is less infective than the original virus, but still able to initiate an immune response in the wild boar, you would need so much testing before you're allowed to just put that out in the wild.
Okay, so for the near future, we're looking at a Germany with an African swine fever problem in its wild boar population.
We just have to hope that we can keep it contained in the now fenced off area around the first find.
Science Unscripted.